Can the left accuse their way back into power? Did Poland boost Donald Trump's ego this week? And how bad is China getting with censorship? This is episode 4 of another podcast.
Your tears are delicious and your parties die.
I'm telling you, he says what I'm thinking.
That Rock Bar libertarian, that Jefferson libertarian, you know I'm not messed in libertarians.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. and take back the White House.
Welcome back, Liberty Lovers, to another podcast. I'm so glad to have you guys back at this podcast, especially in this special time that you are listening to a podcast. It seems lately, it seems that a lot of people do not like podcasts for some reason. For some reason. I read that in an article, but obviously that's not true because you're here, you guys are listening, and I'm glad to have you. Election time is still here, ladies and gentlemen. We got 47 days until the next election in November. Guys, get out there. I've said it multiple times everywhere I can. Get involved in politics. Get involved in the voting process. Get involved in who your representative is, because they will create the laws that restrain your freedom. Yes, in fact, they will. But if you vote in the right person, if you pick the right person, maybe, just maybe, they might pull some laws back, might give you some of the freedoms that you deserve by being born into this world and not controlled by large government. God's got a great show for you today and some things that I wanted to get into this week because I thought it was kind of funny. I thought a lot of this stuff in this episode this week, it's just me laughing about the craziness that is America today, craziness that is our culture today. It just keeps getting funnier and funnier every single week, and I'm glad to bring it to you through this podcast. You guys can find me at ShawDog21 on Twitter or visit Recuro.org. I'll see you guys in the show. Let me be the first to tell you how I am so tired of this accusation after accusation of sexual assault. Now, the subject of sexual assault is important, right? You know, women and men who's been sexually assaulted obviously needs to come out. They need to tell people, the authorities and family members, and even those of that person that they know of, their family members and stuff, that that person sexually assaulted them. They have been through said situation. And I can only imagine how horrendous it is when somebody is going through that, as being sexually harassed, being sexually assaulted, and all that jazz. But unfortunately, there's been this, we have created this new time of where people love to use accusations to hurt others, not because they've been sexually assaulted, but because they just want to hurt somebody. They want to say, we were at this place at some point in time, a long time ago, and he did this to me or she did this to me, and now I'm going to use this against you. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of the blue, even if you're running for office. This is what's been happening, right? We've seen it on Twitter. We've seen it on Facebook. And we see it on both sides of the political aisle as well. You know, we saw it, of course, with Keith Ellison. Karen Mohan actually was blocked. She was put in a box. Recently, she came out with an article from thehill.com explaining how the abuse, the emotional and physical abuse from Keith Ellison really did hurt her. Now, she did come out at a weird time, a strange time, when Keith Ellison is running for an office. And, you know, it's kind of weird. That is kind of weird that she just came out, right? You know, if you guys don't know, Keith Ellison, he's a representative from Minnesota, and he is running for attorney general in his state. And this woman, Karen Mohans, or Monin, I can never say her last name, right? She comes out with a claim saying that he was physically abused her and emotionally abused her. And something tells me, okay, lady, all right, I'm willing to hear you out. Even though it's a weird time that you are bringing this to date because he is running. Maybe you got, you know, upset because he's going to get a powerful office or something like that. But whatever the point is, weird time. But she did, in fact, get hurt. She said she had evidence and text messages showing the emotional abuse. She said she had sat down with other people and told them about the abuse and told them what was going on. And she barely gets any news time. The Democrats and CNN and all of them, they barely give her, this woman, a place to stand. Instead on Twitter, they decide to just rail her with, you're just BS. You just don't want this to happen. Like, the Democrats are literally destroying this lady because it's against Keith Ellison, which, by the way, he's the vice chair in the Democratic Party. So he's a huge figure over there on the left. And this woman tells her story, is accusing him of what he's done, but yet the backlash is not as big. Right now, I know it's not a test, a game of, you know, whose dick is the longest or whatever. I get it. But what about Brett Kavanaugh? What about him? He's been accused. He's getting ready to try to go to the Supreme Court. Now, I don't like him that much. I don't really care for his politics or for much of what he's done as a judge. Personally, I think he's a hack, another swamp attorney. But that's just my personal view. But no matter what, he's in the same boat. He's been accused by a lady, which now is holding up the Supreme Court nomination. He's out on TV. Like, I literally watched TV yesterday, and I saw nothing but this story. She's going to now testify this coming Friday. She's going to be doing this. If she doesn't do this, then we're going to throw a story out. You know, and Mr. Kavanaugh, he's all right. He wants to, he says, yeah, bring her in. Let's talk about it. Let's do this. But yet she hasn't come forward. And so, and the other accusations that was against him as well. They didn't want to testify. One of them wanted to have a special counsel investigation. It's ridiculous. The whole accusation roundabout is ridiculous. And I wanted to talk about it right at the beginning because I'm so fed up with it. I'm so fed up with it because the left only wants to use it when it hurts the right or anybody else that's not theirs. And that's what pisses me off. Right? They want to use these women, whether it's true or not, as long as they came out about it, they want to use their story and try to hurt the right, the left. You know, they just want to hurt the right, and that's what the left wants to do. And they could care less when it happens on their side, unless, of course, there's great evidence there. Unless, you know, they just, like, FBI or the police come out here, it's like, hey, we got some tape. Other than that, once an accuser comes up on the left and says something about a Democrat, it's over. They cover it up. They say not to worry about it. Wait till he's proven guilty in court, and then we'll talk about, denounce him. But until then, we're not going to worry about it. But on the right, or any other politician that's not the Democrats, oh, look at that person. Why is the news not talking about this? Why is this person getting this position? It's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of crap. But I'm going to stop complaining about it. You guys look into it. Let me know what you think. Leave some comments down below, and we'll go from there.
Something juicy happened this week, and I wanted to get into it a little bit with Trump. Yes, I know, surprising, everyone is talking about Trump. No one can get Trump out of their mouth. It's like Trump. So has that weird taste in your mouth. But anyway, this week Trump is getting ready to release some documents, some important documents. He basically is going to declassify portions of a foreign surveillance warrant application targeting former Trump aide Carter Page, as well as FBI reports of interviews with the Justice Department officials Bruce Ora. If you guys don't know what a FISA is, it's basically a warrant that you can get from the federal government, and they will spy on you. Basically, they'll tap your phone lines. They'll see what information they can get, people who you're connected to. And this is 99% sure to happen. If the government, someone in the federal government files a FISA warrant on you, it's going to happen. It's like 99%. Like, literally, the committee sits and say, well, yeah, let's do this. And there's like barely any time they deny something like that. So the FISA warrants are another subject at hand. But Trump is getting ready to release some information about these things, about the former Trump aide, Carter Page, and some of the interviews that the Justice Department did. And which this all contains a lot of damaging allegations about Trump and Ora, and how they had contacts with Christopher Steele before the election. And basically, Trump is doing this. Trump is literally doing this to, I think, to hurt the Russian investigation. Things have been getting crazy with the Russian investigation, with Cohen and all them. And a lot of them are deciding to work with the investigation, Manafort. But this move by Trump to declassify these documents, which is supposed to be about 21 page worth of documents, basically hurting the Obama administration, or, you know, the people who worked in the Obama administration, and the Democrats, because they were in control of the government at that time. So he's releasing this information. So obviously he must have something juicy, because the Republican committee has been constantly trying to get them to release these documents, saying that this will help their party, it would help them, it'll show Democrats and how they work in the government. And it's just a good tactic. And it's something that a lot of people I didn't think did not see coming. They're like, what? But we both work for government. We're both working for the government. Why would you want to release some of our secrets? You can't just hurt us like that. This is just party stuff, but that's government. That's important stuff that can ruin the American security. Our security will be destroyed if you declassify these things. And the left has been constantly on the battlefield, whether it's on the media, whether it's writing articles. This thing about Trump is just doing this to meddle in the Russian investigation. Therefore, that gives us even more ammo to use against him, because he's trying to disrupt this investigation. Now, I would say that's true, actually. You know, I'm going to agree with the Democrats. I think he is trying to disrupt this whole, Russian investigation. I think he's doing it to make a political play, so the world can see. And I think he's doing it to air out some crap for the Democrats, because if they want to dig deep and get into all the weeds and stuff, he wants to do the same. I wish I could sit here and say, oh, I saw this coming, but I really didn't. Because when we got word a couple weeks ago that the Republican House Intelligence Committee was thinking about releasing some kind of documents if Trump agreed to it, I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't think he would go for it. I kind of thought it would be a trap by the Republicans, to be completely honest. But he's doing it. He's already ordered it. There's a lot of people trying to fight him right now in court to stop this. But I'm going to leave you with what the press secretary said. She said that the materials were released at the request of a number of committees on Congress and a reason of transparency. And basically what she's saying is that we all want to see what the government did and why they did it. What was their evidence for the FISA warrant, and what can we do about it? What can we actually do about it? And let's see the process. And I'm happy to look at it. And anytime something like this happens, I'm extremely excited to read the documents and see the process of how they spy on people, because it's just interesting. And maybe more will come out hopefully next week. And just keep your ears close to the ground and your eyes open out there. Ooh, I have such a heartwarming story that could turn to disastrous within years. Mr. Moon and Mr. Kim, that's right, North Korea and South Korea, doing a joint presentation and agreeing on denuclearization. They just met this week to permanently close the Tongchang-ri facility after talks in Pyongyang with the South Korea counterpart. Now, this is awesome, right? This is great. This is fantastic. Okay, I celebrate the Korean Peninsula trying to become not necessarily one, but at least become peaceful to each other. And I love to see this, but I still have some, I'm having some thoughts in my head, because lately here we have been seeing, we haven't really been seeing North Korea ramping down their wanting for more nuclear arms. They haven't really shut down their facilities. They really haven't paid close attention and abide by some of the things that they agreed on, Mr. Kim, North Korea, and Trump. So I'm still worried about this. I'm always worried about the Asian Peninsula. They're always just so interesting to be involved in their politics and how their politics affect us. But this right here is going to be, it's going to be a big one, because if North Korea plays well and does right, then him and Mr. Moon are going to get along very well.
And him and Mr. Moon are going to open up trades. And when that happens, North Korea will be revitalized. And that's a good thing. I want to see their people happy. I want to see their people, prospering and doing their things in their country. But it also is a scary thing, because what if this is a ploy from North Korea? We have no North Korea to go back on their words. We have no North Korea not to be the greatest of people to deal with. But, you know, this could be a new change. Mr. Kim could actually do something that, you know, stick to his words and stick to what he says he's going to do. And maybe, just maybe, things will turn out right. I'm hoping so, because if not, you know, China might get involved. they're already involved. What am I saying? Talking about China, I'm getting worried, as if I wasn't worried already about China's presence and what the Chinese government does to its people. Now, obviously, I can't go and change the Chinese government, but we can definitely take examples and excerpts from what's happening to the government to make sure it doesn't happen to ours here in America, or even other freedom-loving countries if you guys are from anywhere else. But I want to talk about this because I thought it was really, really interesting and really, really scary at the same time. Now, if you guys don't know, if you guys really haven't listened to the podcast very much, I have a thing against China. I'm really scared of China and their capabilities and their continuous growing power right now in this vacuum as America is being divided and other countries are being divided. China is standing strong, growing strong, and becoming more and more effective at not only taking the rights and freedom of their people, but also increasing that their presence to other foreign countries and things like that. But other than that, other than my scary bad dream of China, this week a couple people learned that Google has been building a prototype of a censored search engine for China. Now, China is really authoritarian, right? They're communist. They really, really don't like their people going against them. It disrupts the flow in China, you know, that nice key flow, if you want to say. It disrupts it, and China does its best with the new technological age to kind of suppress that, and they're working even harder to suppress that now. The new search engine, codenamed Dragonfly, was designed for Android devices and would remove content deemed sensitive by China's ruling Communist Party regime, such as information about political dissidents, free speech, democracy, human rights, and peaceful protests. These are things that China are actively trying to suppress. These are things that China does not want people to be looking up on their phones. How do I, what the fuck is free speech? Americans keep talking about free speech. Why? What's free speech? What's democracy? What are human rights? Am I a human or am I just a sheep? These are things that China are trying to block from their citizens, and it's scary. And Google, being an American company, and being Google, they are helping this. They're literally funding this program and trying to figure it out for China, because the Chinese government, of course, is paying them. Now, that's a market thing. You know, I'm going to leave Google to be Google, because Google, if they want to, you know, make profit in that market, you know, I don't like it, but that's what they can do. But this program, Dragonfly, which you really have to look it up, Dragonfly, it's quite brilliant. I mean, it literally traces your, it traces, it's like what the NSA, you know, do, but more in depth, and they're open about it. You know, they are looking at your search bar. They're trying to figure out if you're going through any kind of VPNs. They are saving and storing any kind of articles that you read or any kind of words that you may type in that has anything to do with difference in the government, you know, not wanting the government, not liking the government. And they store this, and they find you, and they talk to you about it. They can interrogate you, they can send you to jail, and they're storing data on what sites disseminate these kind of messages, you know, that the system can't catch. And this it's like I said, it's a scary program, but it's also such a brilliant tool that authoritarians can use. You know, if they can connect to all the phones, to every phone that's sold in China, and block this information, track them, find them, even with the burner phones, and just basically, you know, if you guys don't know, they're also starting to do this chip thing in China where, you know, if you're a good citizen, you'll be able to get certain things, and if you're a bad citizen, you won't be able to use certain things. You know, like, just like Black Mirror was talking about, if you guys ever watched it on Netflix, I know, that came out a couple months ago that they're starting this project. But anyway, this is problematic for China, and this is problematic for the world, because if China uses this and they say that, hey, this is good, this is a good idea, you know, we're saving a lot of, we're making sure our people aren't being fearful, we're making sure they're not getting information that can hurt other people, then the United States or other countries might think, hey, this might be a good idea, maybe we can start censoring some stuff. And it wouldn't surprise me with the current climate right now in America, without happen, especially if the Democrats get open. I mean, I guarantee you the Democrats get a hold of office of you know, both houses and the presidency, that they'll probably do something like this. I wouldn't be surprised. But no more typing Trump, no more typing hate, no more typing libertarian, no more typing Republican, or you go to jail, get beat up because you're a Nazi. But this is just cool. I thought you guys really should know. Check it out. I'll put the link on the website. But it's crazy. It's getting crazy in China. And my suspicions to be scared of China is still very high. I'm freaking out over here, man. I'm freaking out. When we thought Trump's ego was as big as it ever has been, it just got a little bit bigger. Fort Trump, ladies and gentlemen, Fort Trump is on its way. U.S. considers permanent base in Poland. President Donald Trump said that the U.S. is considering a permanent base, permanent military presence in Poland, something that the East European country has sought for more than a decade. I mean, since the Bush era and on through the Obama and up to Trump, Poland has been seeking for a permanent military presence in their country. I mean, it's important for them to go against Russia. I think I remember back in when there was a deal with the Obama administration that they were planning on putting up some defensive positions there for Poland to help them out against ballistic missiles and things like that. But that fell through. But that's okay. And now he's at Trump. He sees Trump. And they were recently at a, I think it was September 18th, they were in Washington in the East Room doing a little presentation and all that stuff, and talking about the cooperation that Poland and America has. And in that cooperation, they are willing to give us over $2 billion. And Trump made a comment about it. He's like, well, they're offering us $2 billion and more for this base, so it's definitely being considered by the Trump administration to actually do this. And honestly, I think it's wrong. I am on the side of, why do we need another military base? Why do we need another military presence there? I get it. We're the superpower. I get the spot that we put in. We didn't get there that way, through libertarian ways, but the right and the left and the government, you know, paradigm that we're in, we're in this position. And I understand that they want to have power, against Russia, and have a defense against Russia and bolster U.S. presence in Eastern Europe because of Russia. And I understand that, but I don't think a military base would needs to happen. I hope it falls through. I hope the president does not make Fort Trump there in Poland. I think Poland needs to take care of Poland. And if Poland has our allies, we need to help them when they are in need. But we don't need to be running a full base there in Poland. Like, we don't need to be running the other, you know, 74 or however much, how many other bases we have in Europe. We shouldn't be there occupying their land and occupying it there just for defensive-wise against Russia. I think they can protect themselves. I think if they needed help, we can be there in a split second around the world. And I think Russia is too afraid of not only the economic hitback, but the military pushback if they decide to try to take a major European country like Poland for God's sake. I don't think they're going to try to add right now with the amount of support they would get from the international community. So I don't particularly think it's a smart idea for Trump to be doing it. But it's funny. It's hilarious because just saying, the Poland president saying, hey, Trump, we're going to give you a fort called Fort Trump, and him not like, wow, you know, the world loves me. The world loves me. They even named a fort after me, Fort Trump. You know about Fort Trump. He's going to, like, have, like, a whole bunch of tours that go through Fort Trump and stuff like that. He's going to make some money off of that fort. But if it does happen, I'll be very displeased with the president and his decision. And I hope you guys will also be displeased and tired of the whole spread the military out thing. I mean, I want to be strong military, but this is ridiculous. Keep them home. Train them home. Keep our technology here. Protect us. Protect our borders. That's what I'm about. And just how much hate I'm going to get from saying protect our borders. I can already hear it. To wrap up the show today, I wanted to end the show just to piss off some people and talk about a subject that may hurt some anarchists. So if you're an anarchist and you're listening to this podcast, for one, thank you for sticking around this long. I really appreciate it. I know you're probably angry at almost 90% of what I said in this show, but Texas man trying to mainstream 3D printed guns reportedly charged with sexual assault. That's right, Cody Wilson. You guys may have heard about him earlier this year. About a month ago, he was a ongoing star. He owns the business Defense Distribution, and he's the man who created the blueprint for the 3D printed gun. Now, if you guys don't remember, if you remember Senator Flake getting on stage talking about guns as if he shot one before, and all the other liberals and triggered people online about people are going to make 3D guns in their homes and going to shoot them, just to update them again, as I said before, people have been making guns in their garages and backyards for years, for decades, and that will never stop. So get over yourself. And then next, Cody Wilson, this guy who is hated by the internet, hated by the federal government, most likely, and many others like them, putting this blueprint online to the people, has made him a target. And the idiot decides to use an app, it's a website called sugardaddymeat.com, and he met this underage girl, but at the time, of course, he didn't know that she was underage, apparently. Met her, ate dinner with her, went to a hotel, they hung out, and she reported that they did have sex. He paid her $500, and that was it. Now, Cody Wilson, this guy who's like, yeah, I'm this capitalist, anarcho guy and all this stuff. And even through the text messages on the site, he says he's a pretty big deal. Yes, Cody, you're a pretty big deal in the sense that you did this crazy thing by giving the world 3D printed guns, which was amazing, by the way. And yet you're still messing around on, sugardaddymeat.com. Like, people who are investigating into your life and want to know what you do in your next move, like, they don't know you're on that kind of site. Now, am I saying this is a setup? I'm kind of tiptoeing on that line, but it's just shocking to me. This guy who knows he's not really a big deal, but that he has eyes on him and that people are trying to get involved in what he's doing, that he will slip up this bad. And how do you not know? You're a grown dude. Like, I can definitely tell if a girl is this just by speaking to them, I can easily tell, this person seems a little bit young. There's a couple things she's not getting. There's a couple things she's missing. And why? And my question is, did he ask her age? Did he just show up? Did he just think, oh, well, since, this website's for 18 plus, do you not think kids lie to get on those websites? I mean, come on, you're a teenager. I mean, I used to play those, like, really gory games and go to those, like, really crazy websites. I'm like, oh, you gotta be 18 plus, and I put in a fake date. And I make a fake profile, and I'm on there doing what I want to do. And you think this can't happen on this site, on this page? Like, come on! Like, you're ridiculous, Cody Wilson. It's hilarious. It's funny. I think it's really, really funny. I think now all the anarchists are up in arms saying it was a trap by the government. The government did this. Well, he should have thought a little bit. He should have thought just a little bit. And other stories leaked out a couple, like a day later, that he ran from the United States, that he was tipped off by the police, and that he ran. And I don't think those are confirmed, but it was just a side story that I saw when I was doing some more research, that he actually ran out of America because he was tipped off about this ruling. But more should come out. We should get more information about Cody Wilson's where he is and what the court plans on doing and how this will always hurt him. And now his push for more 3D printed weapons like this will probably get, you know, more negative views than ever now that he sexually assaulted a young woman. Hopefully more evidence will come out and maybe his name will get cleared, but the videotape says otherwise. Thanks for tuning in this week, guys. I'm so appreciative of all of you guys checking out my videos and checking out the podcast. I'm so grateful for you guys. If you guys don't mind going to recurl.org, check out that website. It's highly important. A lot of liberty-leaning content on there. A lot of great people, other content creators on there that you guys can get your weekly, daily news from. Check them out. It's really, really important. And also, if you guys like the show or like the videos, don't mind sharing them. Go share them on Facebook, on Twitter. Share them wherever you can. Let me know what I can do to fix them if you don't like them. I highly appreciate it. Well, guys, until next week, I will leave you with your food for thought. And good luck out there, guys.
What the welfare system and other kinds of governmental programs are doing is paying people to fail. Insofar as they fail, they receive the money. Insofar as they succeed, even to a moderate extent, the money is taken away. This is even extended into the school systems, where they will give money to schools with low scores. Insofar as the school improves its education, the money is taken away, so that you are subsidizing people to fail in their own private lives and become more dependent upon the handouts.
We have expectations built in today about the quality of life, the quality of job, the level of income for which one expects in return. Why? Because we look at the level around us that it takes us to have
a fairly decent level. No, that's not why. I may have all sorts of expectations. The question is, what can I do? If someone else is subsidizing my expectations will be far higher. Insofar as the Center for Advanced Study was subsidizing my expectations a few years ago, I refused to work at UCLA for the normal full professor's salary. Why should I, when I can get the same money for being at the Center for Advanced Study with no hours, no duties, and no classes?
Cut off welfare tomorrow. What will they do? What will be their immediate response? At what price to their small children and to their middle-aged children? Yes, they'll get a job. In fact, the statistics show that women, in fact, are the most successful through the employment program. But what has to supplement that typically is the provision of some kind of daycare arrangement. Either the individual woman has to earn enough money to be able to pay privately for her daycare, or in fact she is, quote, subsidized through this insidious, corrupting program, set of programs run by the federal government, which in fact makes her employable and a taxpayer. It's an interesting notion of trying to get people in a productive mode.
Tom Sowell.
It's incredible the way you start the story in the middle, as if there's a predestined amount of poverty, a predestined amount of unemployment, and that the welfare system is not itself in any way responsible
for
that.
There is a predestined 20% of the bottom half of the population.
I have never, that's always been true.
There's going to be 20% at the bottom.
With you. It's also true that 20% of the bottom population doesn't have to be living on the government and ruled by the government. You mentioned, for example, the female-headed household. Many of those, in addition to the grown woman who has all the kids, are teenage pregnancies. There's not a predestined amount of teenage pregnancy. I grew up in an era when people, and particularly blacks, were a lot poorer than today, faced a lot more discrimination than today, and in which the teenage pregnancy rate was a lot lower than today. I don't believe there is a predestined amount of teenage pregnancy, a predestined amount of husband desertion. Gutman has done a study of the black family showing that this whole notion that the black family has always been disintegrating, that is nonsense. That his studies go up to 1925, the great bulk of black families were intact, two-parent families up through 1925, and going all the way back through the era of slavery. So it is now only within our own time that we suddenly see this inevitable tragedy, which the welfare system says it's going to rush in to solve, but which it is itself a part.
We're talking about a very small group. We're talking about 12% of the families. 12%.
That's right.
That's a small number.
But not of those on welfare.
We're still talking about a significant component of the bottom 20% that are the bottom 20%. Whether they are above the poverty line or below the poverty line, they are still the bottom 20%. And the issue is, what is the responsibility of the other 80%, if any, toward those individuals?
Does your program plan to eliminate there being a bottom 20%?
No. but it intends to raise the bottom 20%.
You're raising them by having more illegitimacy, more unemployment.
I'm not making them have illegitimate children. I hope that's clear.
Oh, I think. Oh, you don't have to do that. You simply subsidize.